You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The GIFT Nifty recorded a 0.09% loss during Wednesday's early trading session with a value of 19,520, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended Tuesday's session broadly in green. The NSE Nifty 50 rose 83.50 points to 19,439.40 and BSE Sensex surged 0.42% to 65,617.84. The stocks to watch out for today are Adani Enterprises, PVR Inox, Delta Corp, Nazara Technologies, Happiest Minds, TCS and Bharti Airtel. Moving on, according to sources, the center's drive to accelerate capital expenditure has begun to yield results, with the asset-creating spending reaching around 25% of the annual target of Rs. 10 trillion in the first quarter of the current financial year. The center's capex was 23.4% of the annual target of Rs. 7.5 trillion in Q1 FY23. With half a dozen states going to assembly elections by 2023 end, the union government has asked all ministries to accelerate capital expenditure and spending on centrally sponsored schemes. The idea is to maximize spending in the first half of the year so that at least 50% of the annual budget capex is implemented by September end and 75% by December end. In the last fiscal year, these figures were 45.7% and 65.4% respectively. Meanwhile, shares of defense sector companies surged 10 to 20% on Tuesday, prompted by strong order books and healthy pipelines. According to reports, the Defence Procurement Board has approved a proposal to buy 26 Rafale fighters and Scorpene submarines for the Indian Navy ahead of the Prime Minister's visit to Paris this week. Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders rose nearly 10% and hit an all-time high of ₹1,591 on the NSE. According to reports, the submarines will be constructed at the company's facility in collaboration with Naval Group of France. The stock has rallied nearly 101% year-to-date and nearly 505% in a year. Zen Technologies rose nearly 15% after the company announced it has bagged a significant order in the exports markets valued at around Rs. 340 crore. In another development, RBI Deputy Governor T. Ravi Shankar said that banks and financial institutions must aspire to conduct at least 1 million central bank digital currency or e-rupee transactions per day by the end of 2023. He further said that on a daily basis, there are at least 310 million UPI transactions being made. Therefore, the 1 million e-rupee transactions per day target is not unachievable. It will require all major banks to participate in the e-rupee ecosystem, he added. Currently, about 5,000 e-rupee retail transactions are taking place each day. The DG stressed that cross-border payments are an important area where the CBDC advantage comes in. However, he said the global payment system is currently operated through the correspondent banking arrangement, which has some inefficiencies. As per the latest weather-related news, surplus rains in the northwest India, including Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, have disrupted the supplies and submerging standing crops such as vegetables and paddy in many parts of the region. Agriculture Ministry officials said that despite overall surplus in the monsoon rain so far, there has been deficiency in precipitation in the key paddy-growing states of Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and Telangana, where transplantation has been delayed. According to initial reports, due to supply disruption, there has been a spike in the prices of several vegetables, including tomato in the northern region, which could lead to higher food inflation in the coming months. In other developments, according to the latest report by United Nations Development Programme and the Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative at the University of Oxford, India's population living in poverty declined 64.26% in the last 15 years, with 415 million people exiting poverty between 2005-06 and 2019-21. These 15 years also saw the incidence of poverty to fall to 16.4% in 2019-21 from 55.1% in 2005-06, the report further said. The report says that India is among the 25 countries that have halved the poverty within the 15-year period, including Cambodia, China, Congo, Honduras, Indonesia, Morocco, Serbia and Vietnam. The report also points out that people living below the monetary poverty line, as per government standards, was 21.9% between 2011-21. Lastly, according to a research report by JM Financial, if high airfares persist for multiple years, it is likely to attract other corporate houses with deeper pockets to enter the sector due to its low entry barrier. Akasa Air, which gained 5% market share within a year, has demonstrated this trend. The sudden bankruptcy filing by GoFirst, holding a 6.4% market share and a fleet of 26 operational planes in May of this year, has significantly benefited existing players in two ways: a sharp increase in fares and record high passenger load factors of over 90%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.